What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. Right now, I'm driving downtown Boise to the penthouse, and just had an interesting thought I wanted to share with you.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
The reason why I want to do this podcast right now is because there's a really interesting psychological sales strategy that was used on me to get me to invest in this penthouse. And just for some context, I haven't talked a lot about it. I think I've mentioned, like, oh, I'm going to the penthouse, but I never talked about what exactly it is. And I'm not going to go into a ton of detail, but basically downtown Boise, we purchased a penthouse. And it's kind of insane, but it's beautiful. And I went to look at it initially just because I thought it'd be fun to go look at a penthouse, right? Like, and we got there, and it's like on the top floor of this building, and you see all of Boise, and it's beautiful, and it's super cool. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, this is so cool. I love this thing. But it never once crossed my mind that I'd ever actually buy it. Like, I totally went just because I thought it'd be fun to go see it, right? And we walked around, saw the rooms. I was like, this is so cool. I can't even imagine, like, living here and how cool that would be, and all those, you know, all the thoughts that kind of go with that. And then we walked in this one room, and it was the office. And it's not a huge office, but it's a little office, and it overlooks the entire city of Boise. It's beautiful. And they had a desk there and a chair and stuff like that. As I walked in that room, I was there with Dave Woodward, my beautiful wife Colette, and Brent Cole Peters, and the real estate agent. I think that was everyone that was there. Anyway, I'm walking in there, and I'm sitting there in that room. I sit behind the desk, and I'm looking out over the whole city of Boise. And Dave said a phrase. He said, can you imagine sitting in that desk writing the Traffic Secrets book? And like, for a second, I imagined it. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, how cool would that be, sitting here and writing the book and looking over the city and like daydreaming and like figuring out concepts and like writing them and like all those things, right? And that was the seed. That visualization of that experience is what made me desire this penthouse. It increased the desire so much so that we ended up buying something that logically makes no logical sense whatsoever. But because of the vividness of that vision, I've heard someone call it before, vivid vision. Like, because of the vividness of that vision, it caused me to do something defying all logic and completely go with an emotional sell and buy it. And so that was what I want to share with you guys today, is the power of, like, of painting a vivid vision for your people to dream about, right? Like, why should someone invest in your product or your service? And, you know, we have all these things we do, all these techniques, all these strategies, and, you know, I talk a lot about these on the podcast and the books, right? And all of them have important things, right? Like telling stories to break people's false belief patterns and to trump their story. Like, that's such a powerful tool for sales. You know, using urgency and scarcity is so powerful. But when you look at all those things tied in together, I think one of the most powerful things that I rarely talked about, probably because I couldn't articulate it until, you know, just really this experience of myself, was how do you paint a vision in your potential customer's mind? Like, not just a vision, but like a vivid vision that they can feel, they can taste, they can smell, they can see, they can experience in their mind. So much so that, like, they put themselves in that spot and, like, I experienced that. Like, I need this. I want that feeling again. And it's just something interesting to think about. So, because it just got me to spend a ton of money. And I'm thinking about that with ClickFunnels and my business. I think, you know, unknowingly, I've done that a lot of times. I try to paint a vivid vision for the funnel hacker community and for our people and for, you know, everything on, like, what's possible, what it could look like what the future could be if you were to have a funnel, you know, all those kind of things. But again, for me, every time you see, when you become aware of something, you become aware of the pattern, of the concept, of the idea, then it's easier to amplify it. And so tonight, this is what I just want to share with you guys, is like, what's the vivid vision you're trying to cast for your audience? Like, what does that look like? Like, if they were to experience whatever it is you experience, right? Like the business or the relationship or the whatever it is you're selling, right? Like, imagine at the peak, like the best possible experience they could have in that moment. Like, what would that look like, and how can you paint that in the minds of your prospect? you know, for me, it was Dave sitting there saying, man, can you imagine, like, sitting here and writing the Traffic Seekers book, like, looking out, that's the background that you're writing this thing on? And, like, I did. I saw it. I felt it. I tasted it. I smelled it. Like, I experienced it. And it was so real and so exciting and so, I don't even know what the words, so much so that, like, I fought on my side to make that possible, right? Like, I went out of my way to convince myself and everyone I love and everyone around me, like, I must get this thing, as opposed to the real estate agent trying to close me. The real estate agent didn't do anything, didn't need to do anything, just, you know, someone was there who painted the vivid vision. And so that's my question for you guys is, like, how do you paint that vivid vision in the minds of your customers? And, you know, part of it's story, but it's even more so than that. It's, like, experiential. Like, if you've listened back to any of the episodes about storytelling or the Expert Secrets book, I talk about one of the biggest things with story is, like, you have to get into the modalities. Like, it's not just, like, I went to the store and I felt good. That's how most people tell a story, right? It's, like, I went to the store and I was just walking in. I felt this weird tingling down my spine. And as I walked through, I felt this, like, burst of cold air on my skin. And it broke me out in this cold sweat because of the nerves I had as I was going through, and my hands started sweating, and I walked through and I could feel my heart slowly starting to beat faster and faster. And, like, you know, you tell a story like that, we start bringing in the visualization of what you're actually experiencing, right? Like the mind, the body, the gut, the feelings you feel, and as you explain those things, people, it becomes more real for them, right? Like for Dave, in that moment, because I was sitting there and I could actually experience it, it was, you know, it's more powerful. I don't need Dave to go into the whole details of, like, can you imagine the smell of the wood? Like, because I'm sitting there, I'm smelling the wood of the desk, right? And so it's so much more powerful when it's in person and you know, you're able to see it and to feel it. But when you're not in person and you're on a webinar or a podcast or whatever, like, how do you paint that vivid vision in such a way that that people experience it, right? And it's coming in and, like, telling the story and explaining the senses and what they smelt, what they felt, what they experienced, and what they, you know, all those things, you're plugging those in to the description as you're explaining it, and that's what gets people to feel it and experience it before they've ever had it. And when they experience that vivid vision, that's the secret. That's when they start coming to you, and they will start convincing themselves, everyone around them, that they need to buy your product, and they will come and they will sell you on why they need your product because they want it so bad. So I hope that helps. You know, put that up on your boards, paint the vivid vision. Like, what's the vivid vision you're going to paint for your customers? And, hopefully this episode helps you guys. If it did help you at all, please take a snapshot of it and post this on Facebook or Instagram or wherever you post stuff, and, tag me on it. I'd love to see it. It's at Russell Brunson, on Instagram, and at Russell Brunson HQ on Facebook. And then, use the hashtag Marketing Secrets, and I'd be greatly appreciative. And also, if you're listening on iTunes, please take 5 seconds and go to iTunes and tell the people over there at Apple Land that you like this podcast. If you like it, if you hate it, please just delete it. You don't need to listen to me. But if you got any value and you've never left a review, please go rate and review me. That'd mean the world to me. With that said, I appreciate you guys, and I will see you guys after the penthouse. Maybe I'll drop podcasts there tonight or tomorrow. We'll see. But I appreciate you guys listening, and we'll talk soon. Bye, everybody. Hey, everybody, this is Russell again. And really quick, I wanted to invite you to join arguably the best thing that we've ever put out inside the ClickFunnels community. And it is a challenge we call the One Funnel Away Challenge. You know, everyone in their business, in their life, they're one funnel away from something. Some of you guys are one funnel away from quitting your job. Some of you guys are one funnel away from getting more impact. Some of you guys are a funnel away from growing your company to the next level. And so we created this challenge to help you to create and launch your first or your next funnel. No matter where you are in your business, this challenge is going to help you. It's going to help you understand the strategy, help you understand the tactics, help you understand all the things you need to be successful with your funnel. So what I recommend you do right now is stop everything, pause this audio, go online and go to onefunnelaway.com. That's onefunnelaway.com, and join the next challenge. There's a challenge starting in the next few days, so go get started right now. onefunnelaway.com.